Perhaps Louisville's greatest testament to its support of local agriculture is the Bardstown Road Farmers Market. It's open year-round, and even when there's a slight nip in the air, it doesn't stop the market faithful.
You go pick your last sale, you want me to do it?
Oh, okay. You
want me to do it?
Sure.
There are many reasons they brave this brisk November morning. Fresher produce, fewer chemicals, support for the local agricultural economy, and reducing their carbon footprint.
It wastes less gas. You're not flying it from Chile or, you know, even the other side of the United States.
Farmers Market veteran Peggy Elgin believes in food miles. Food that has traveled fewer miles to get to the consumer has burned less fossil fuel and is therefore better for the environment. It's part of the reason farmers markets have flourished in Louisville.
The local food economy is all about is trying to, you know, recognize that there are farmers already in the area growing these things.
Meade County farmer Adam Barr sells at the Smoketown Farmers Market and is on the Community Farm Alliance Board of Directors.
The premise is minimizing that distance it travels because it's part of a very wasteful economy. So the idea that I have in my head is that it's about 50 miles would be considered local in order to really, you know, get the full benefit of decreased costs in transportation.
But even at a distance of 100 miles round trip, does the food miles idea still stand up? If the average farmer's market vendor traveled 100 miles round trip with, as an example, 100 heads of lettuce, it would take 108 farmers to equal a full tractor trailer load, about 10,800 heads of lettuce. If each farmer burned average gas mileage of about 13 miles per gallon, they would collectively use about 830 gallons of fuel. A tractor trailer could carry that amount of lettuce from Los Angeles to Louisville in one trip and burned 345 gallons. That's 42% of the fuel burned by the 108 farmers. Bob Perry, the Food Systems Initiative Coordinator at the University of Kentucky, has heard the argument before.
You can ship a larger quantity on a train or in a semi-truck, and maybe per piece, it might come close to breaking even versus buying local. But just because you can doesn't mean you should in a lot of cases, and I think that's very true with food.
The debate over food miles goes beyond fuel consumption. Researchers at New Zealand's Lincoln University report livestock farming conditions can affect carbon emissions that go into the process of getting the food to your plate. There's also the processed food issue and the ingredients and packaging for those foods crisscrossing the country to get to your grocery store. The bottom line is this. The concept of food miles is still too new to have concrete research proving the theory. Some local organizations aren't waiting for firm data.
People are wanting to not only have access to foods, but they want to be part of the system as well.
Susan Hamilton with the Louisville Metro Economic Development Department says the key to putting these ideas into action is local infrastructure. The Kentucky Agriculture Development Fund commissioned a study to determine if the local food market in Louisville needs a centralized location, perhaps downtown. Some local farmers have started an organization called Grasshoppers, a distribution center for local farmers. But as someone with experience as a chef and farmer, Bob Perry doesn't need numbers to know where he'll shop for food.
You can torture numbers until they'll confess to anything. But I think the number one thing is to buy local for the freshness and the taste and to support your local farmers and your local economy.
For WFPL, I'm Stephanie Sanders.